Hey guys, how's it going? Welcome to the episode of Walk and Talk Essentials. Callie here, one of your English teachers here at Fluency Academy. I'm so excited to have you here listening to the podcast. Have you ever gotten lost and had to ask someone for directions? It can be pretty tough when it happens in a foreign country and you have to ask a stranger in English. But don't worry, I'm here to help you and prepare you for this moment. As you know, we're going to start out with a dialogue and then we're going to analyze the sentences we hear so that everything makes sense in the end. Sounds good? With this podcast, Walk and Talk, it's the perfect opportunity to practice your English while doing other activities, such as cleaning, cooking, brushing your teeth, walking your dog. But remember to repeat with me out loud, okay? And don't forget that we have extra content on our Fluency TV portal so that you can learn more structures and vocabulary. Let's get started. Listen closely to the conversation.
Hello, good afternoon. Could you help me?
Yes, sure.
I would like to go to the Royal Museum.
It's about 2 blocks from here. Go along the street until you see the traffic lights. The museum is right on the corner.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
In this dialogue, there's a person who asks how to arrive at a certain location, specifically the museum. In English, we call this asking for directions. We do that when we're lost and we have to get somewhere. I don't know about you, but I always get lost, even with Google Maps, so asking someone really works for me. All right, let's listen once more.
Hello, good afternoon. Could you help me?
Yes, sure.
I would like to go to the Royal Museum.
It's about 2 blocks from here. Go along the street until you see the traffic lights. The museum is right on the corner.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
How do you feel? Did you understand the directions? Let's break the sentences down phrase by phrase, word by word, until we understand the overall conversation better. Let's begin. We first hear a greeting from the first person. Hello, good afternoon. All right, so we know it's not the morning and it's not nighttime. It must be after 12 o'clock noon, midday. That's why we hear good afternoon. Repeat after me. Hello. Hello, good afternoon. Hello, good afternoon. Hello, good afternoon. Amazing. What if it were nighttime? What would we say then? Good. Let's say, hello, good evening. Hello, good evening. All right. Then we hear them ask, could you repeat after me? Could you? Could you? Could you? This is how we start a request in English. Could you is a polite way of asking, can you do something? For example, could you do me a favor? And we hear the pronunciation of you changed a little bit. It sounds almost like a j, j sound. Could you? Could you? Let's try that. Repeat. Could you? One more time. Could you? Amazing. Now, how would we request help in English? How do we use could you? Good. Repeat. Could you help me? Could you help me? Could you help me? Yes. Great job. Let's put that all together now. Do you remember our greeting? Good afternoon. Repeat. Hello. Good afternoon. Hello. Good afternoon. Could you help me? Say it again. Hello, good afternoon. Could you help me? Hello, good afternoon. Could you help me? Sweet, great job. Then the person responds, yes, sure. This is a common way to respond to a request if it's no trouble and you're happy to help. You could also say, of course, no problem. Yeah, sure. Repeat, yes, sure. Yes, sure. Good. Do you remember how we used could before? Now we hear a similar word, would. The phrase is, I would like. Repeat, I would like. I would like. Excellent. Say it again. I would like. I would like. Yep. Now we add to go. I would like to go. I would like to go. Say it again. I would like to go. Good. Now repeat after me. To the Royal Museum. To the Royal Museum. The Royal Museum is the name of the museum. Great. Maybe the stranger knows where it's located and can help us out. What was the name again? The Royal Museum. Nice. The Royal Museum. Let's put that all together. I would like to go to the Royal Museum. I would like to go to the Royal Museum. Say it one more time. I would like to go to the Royal Museum. Sweet, good work. In the next phrase, the person who's telling them where to go says, it's about 2 blocks from here. Go along the street until you see the traffic lights. The museum is right on the corner. Wow, lots of information here, right? Could you understand this if someone said it to you in the street? I don't think I would even understand. You have to listen closely. Let's break it down. The first part is, it's about 2 blocks. Repeat after me. It's about 2 blocks. It's about 2 blocks. It's about 2 blocks means it's more or less 2 streets away from where we are now. Each time you cross the street, it's a new block. So if we cross 2 streets, we've gone 2 blocks. Repeat again. It's about 2 blocks. Good job. Now we add from here to the end, meaning from where we currently are standing. Repeat. From here. From here. From here. How do we say the whole phrase? Repeat after me. It's about 2 blocks from here. Again, it's about 2 blocks from here. Nice job. Let's try that one more time. It's about 2 blocks from here. Amazing. Let's go to the next direction from the stranger. Repeat after me. Go along the street. Go along the street. Okay, so when we say go along the street, it just means go straight or continue on that same street. So we haven't heard any turns yet. Repeat after me. Go along the street. Go along the street. Great. Repeat after me. Until you see. Until you see. Until you see is what we say to indicate when you see this thing, a building, a sign, something that will get your attention, you should be ready to turn. Remember the phrase? Good. Until you see. Until you see. Good job. Repeat after me. The traffic lights. The traffic lights. All right. So we need to look for the traffic lights. You know, the lights in the middle of the road that tell the cars to stop, slow down, and go. So what do we call these lights? The traffic lights. Good. Again, the traffic lights. Awesome. Let's put those 3 directions together. Think you can do it? I know you can. Let's go. Repeat. Go along the street until you see the traffic lights. Go along the street until you see the traffic lights. Great job. Say it one more time. Go along the street until you see the traffic lights. That's it. Keep up the good work. Let's go to the third phrase. He says, the museum is right on the corner. Awesome. Now we know where the museum is located. Repeat after me. The museum is... The museum is... The museum is... That can be a tough word to pronounce, right? Museum. Let's try again and focus on the Z sound in the middle. Mu-zi-um. Repeat. Museum. Museum. Great. Now repeat after me. Right on the corner. Right on the corner. Now, I want you to picture this in your head. Maybe you're walking down the street in your town or city, and I want you to picture an intersection where two streets cross. There's a lot of cars, a traffic light, people crossing the street. Now picture a big museum on the side of the road, right on the corner. This is the museum. It's located exactly where two streets intersect. Repeat, right on the corner. Right on the corner. Now the whole sentence. The museum is right on the corner. Again, the museum is right on the corner. And one more time. The museum is right on the corner. Awesome. Are you up for another challenge? Let's put the three directions together. We first heard, it's about two blocks from here. Right. Good. Repeat after me. It's about two blocks from here. Then, go along this street until you see the traffic lights. Again, go along the street until you see the traffic lights. Nice. And finally, the museum is right on the corner. Again, the museum is right on the corner. Great work. Let's try once more, part by part. You got this. It's about two blocks from here. Go along the street until you see the traffic lights. The museum is right on the corner. Great. Let's look at the last line of this dialogue. What's something we can say to the stranger for helping us? Yeah, of course. We can tell them, thank you so much. Say it again. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Perfect. You can also say thanks or I really appreciate it. Now, how did the stranger respond? Do you remember how they said it? No problem. Repeat once more. No problem. Exactly. No problem. Another way to respond when someone says thank you is by saying, my pleasure. Of course. Don't worry about it. Awesome job. And guess what? That's it. You've gone through all of the sentences. How do you feel? I'm so proud of all the work you've done today. Way to go. So I'm going to read the dialogue once more, and then we will listen to the audio afterwards. Listen up. Hello. Good afternoon. Could you help me? Yes, sure. I would like to go to the Royal Museum. It's about two blocks from here. Go along the street until you see the traffic lights. The museum's right on the corner. Thank you so much. No problem. All right, let's listen to the dialogue one more time. Now, everything will seem a lot more clear than it did at the beginning of this podcast. Let's go.
Hello, good afternoon. Could you help me?
Yes, sure.
I would like to go to the Royal Museum.
It's about two blocks from here. Go along the street until you see the traffic lights. The museum is right on the corner.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Much easier to understand everything, right? Anyway, if you have any doubts, listen to the podcast as many times as you need until you feel like you've got it down. I suggest you repeat the activity until you don't have any difficulties. And of course, I invite you to take a look at our Fluency TV portal, where you can find the written dialogue, more vocabulary related to this topic, and a lot of other content, videos, ebooks, and more, all to help you and to complement your learning. The link is in the description. That's all, everybody. See you on our next episode of Walk and Talk Essentials. Talk to you real soon.